Hello, my name is Jason Brogdon. I'm the director of the Link Science Academy here at Founders Classical Academy in Lewisville, Texas. It is April 3rd, 2018. I am here with Victoria Cook, Caitlin Walsh, and Elaine Castor as we upload a brand new podcast in our partnership with Creative Disturbance.
Today we will be talking about how running isn't for the body, but for the mind. We came up with this topic because we all run cross country and track, so running is a thing we're all very familiar with and is very dear to us.
Our first person that we looked at that shows how the human body isn't really made for running is the South African runner named Pastorius, who has two prosthetic legs. And he was extremely fast, which just shows how with not human legs, you can still succeed and still excel in the running world.
And his prosthetics, they were curved and let him respond to the ground much faster, which was why, or what enabled him to go much faster than someone with normal legs would be able to.
Something else that shows how the human body isn't made for running is the number of injuries runners have. In fact, 79% of runners get injured at least once a year.
And we've actually all dealt with our own injuries throughout our high school running careers. I've dealt with this last season, my growth plates separating due to the pounding of my feet against the concrete and all of that stress with the joints. Just was too much stress for my body and pulled it apart.
And I've dealt with lots of knee pain and shin splints, and knee pain comes from the wearing down of cartilage over time, which is also called osteoarthritis.
I deal with a lot of shin splints. I generally get them every season that I run, every cross-country season and every track season. Running is extremely high impact, so it puts a lot of stress on shins, and that's why people a lot of times, especially long distance runners, I guess, we try to look for shoes with very thick soles because that reduces the impact. And that's also why people a lot of times do barefoot running and change the terrain. So sometimes I'll run on grass, sometimes gravel, sometimes concrete, because evidence shows that that helps prevent shin splints. Because shin splints is a very common problem. 12 to 15% of high school cross-country runners get shin splints, and women are 2 to 3 times more likely to get shin splints than men.
Another really common injury amongst runners is having tight hips, and that's due to the pelvis rotation of humans in general. We don't have a lot of it, and so when you have weak glutes, it allows your pelvis, since it's not very strong, to rotate a lot, and that can cause lots of injuries.
And one thing that most runners and lots of athletes use is KT tape, which is supposed to relieve pressure, but we haven't found a lot of proof for what it does, like physically, but we know mentally it helps you and just kind of relieves you. And so that could be a potential placebo.
But that also brings about the point of how running is a huge mental sport as well as the physical, obvious side of it.
Because there's so much pain in running, it takes a strong mentality to get through it, which is why runner's high is a very common thing. Because of the pain you're dealing with, endorphins are released from the prefrontal and limbic region of the brain, which act as painkillers. The endocannabinoids are released, and those help calm. In fact, they're the same chemicals involved in the response to marijuana. So the pain requires a lot of strong mentality, and your brain compensates for that by releasing these chemicals, which leads to runner's high after very rigorous running.
One thing I think that we've all found is running is a really great stress reliever because it just uses up that extra energy, and it just actually just takes you away from like the schoolwork and the social media and everything else, and you can just think, and that's really helpful.
It's right. a really good way to just step out of your everyday life and go for a run, listen for some music, listen to some music.
It not only physically removes you from those stressful situations, so it's a way to get, it's time away from school, time away from any stress at home, but also, like with the runner's high and stuff, chemicals in your brain help with that stress relief. So it's a great stress relief in many ways. So running isn't for the body, but for the mind. It, your body is built so that running isn't the best thing for your body, which is why a lot of people have injuries.
Like we said, but you know, it really helps you get out and go.
So although running, although running can cause lots of injuries, like we said, with the shin splints, tight hips, osteoarthritis, your mind is a really powerful tool in running and can help you get through that pain and really just get that stress relieved.
So running isn't for the body, but for the mind.
Thank you.